Kyle, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good. I didn't catch that weather report, but it's cold and wet.
Yeah, it is. Well, again, we didn't get any freezing precip on the roads, and so that's a good thing.
That is. We've already had too many wrecks this morning. But hey, congratulations to Brian Broadcasting on your award at the event for the Museum of Natural History and Science last night, honoring our buddy Royce Hickman.
Thank you. I was just talking to Jay Sokol. That was a great show last night. It really was. They put together a wonderful program.
That was probably one of the best evenings I've been to, honoring somebody, you know, one, a museum we'd need in this community, too, one of the most influential and inspirational men in our community.
Yep, I think you're exactly right. All right, so you're not a newbie anymore.
I know, it's pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, now you're supposed to know everything, aren't you?
I'm smart enough to know I don't have to be there till Monday.
Now, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, you get gaveled into session, but there's been a lot of committee work that's gone on in advance of the session, so remind people of your committee assignments and the kind of things you've been listening to.
Yes, I've been serving on the Agriculture Committee as well as the Environmental Reg Committee. So Ag was kind of slow in interim, but Environmental Reg, we have a call from the federal government trying to shut down coal plants. So we've been very busy working with the committee and TCEQ to make sure that, you know, Texas, you know, we have, and especially District 12, we've had a number of coal plants that keep electricity affordable for the people in District 12. So that is very important. You know, glad I landed on that, and then served on the interim committee for public ed and workforce, which is huge with all the industries coming, helping these kids get out of high school, get into a technical or community college to get the skills they need to obtain a job, to have a bright future.
You know, it's interesting, and so folks know this. I mean, the footprint of your district is pretty close to what Bill Flores's is. I mean, it's almost as large as a congressional district. So the challenges you have to deal with are really pretty diverse.
Absolutely, and, you know, you mentioned Bill. It's nice that we have that same district, and we're here in Bryan College Station and Waco in the smaller communities, and all those people are served well because one of us will be there. And, you know, we share West, we share Mahia, Limestone. I mean, it's just truly amazing. And I'm glad to work with him. But it is a different, you've got 31 ISDs. So when we talk about education, we're talking from 1A six-man football all the way to the Super 5-6 or whatever they call them now between, you know, Waco ISD and Midway down to Bryan College Station and the four schools here. It's crazy.
You know, I was talking to one of the folks in public education earlier this week, and you know, obviously you're going to have to wait on the court ruling, and you're waiting on the numbers as to how much revenue is going to be out there. But public school financing, certainly one of the big issues that has to be addressed.
Absolutely. And I go back to a conversation I think you and I had at the beginning of my primary race and as I became elected about education and why we let it get to the courts. And, you know, now I have a better understanding. Why did we let it? You know, it is the responsibility of the legislature, and obviously we won't get that opportunity till August. But, you know, talking to Chairman Aycock, we will take advantage of the opportunity to fix this, and I hope we do. I hope that the economy's in such shape that we can take care of public education, because the two things that the state legislature has to do is balance the budget and provide the best public education for the state of Texas.
Yeah, Kyle Cassell joining us from the 12th District. I'd like to get your thoughts. You know, the Legislative Budget Board's got a lot of new faces because you've got a new chairman for Senate Finance, for House Finance, and a new lieutenant governor, and it's important for them to be able to craft a roadmap here, so I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, you bring a good point. We have all new statewide elected officials. The Senate is, you know, almost brand new and shiny, and the House is the only constant. You know, we'll see how that ends up, and there's rumors that there will be shuffles on committees in the House as well. But the good news from the budget standpoint, you know, some of those folks are still where they are, and Mike Morrissey, who is with Governor Perry, is now with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and that's going to give us some consistency. And, you know, working with him over the past few weeks, we've been actually had a meeting earlier this week to make sure that we had the funding and finish our help with the City of West on their water and utility funding. And, you know, Mike gave us an assurance that, you know, he is in a position to make sure there's no transitions between the administrations. So I'm optimistic.
Finally, any legislation that you've already put up or that you're going to be sponsoring?
You know, we had a team meeting here in town last week, and we've got a lot of bills we're looking at that come in from constituents and different industry, and we have not filed a whole lot yet. We're going to feel the temperature and see where we need to be and look how things proceed. So, you know, not a full agenda of legislation, but obviously keeping transportation, education, and water at the forefront.
Absolutely. Well, join us next Friday, and we can chat again.
I look forward to that, Scott.
Mighty good. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Bye-bye.
See you. That's Kyle Cassell, our 12th district rep.